The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things happening in the sports world. World Series. 3-1 Cleveland Indians over the Chicago Cubs and looking to take the World Series back to Cleveland. Pretty amazing stuff. It really is. Pretty incredible. We've already got some NFL football happening right now. NBA basketball is now underway. College football, the upsets are starting to happen week in and week out now. Jeff, I would say that in all honesty, we are in the middle of some of the best times of sports right now. How you doing, by the way, being a Cleveland Indian fan, brother?
Well, I'm doing extremely well, obviously, with the Indians up 3-1. We've reached the point in the football season where you realize everybody cannot be undefeated when it's all said and done and the dominoes are starting to fall. What a time for sports, brother.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, just amazing stuff that we're seeing from your Cleveland Indians. They've really got the bats going. The pitching is going. They look to be an unstoppable force, to be honest with you, man. But we'll get into that and a whole lot more on the other side. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports. And you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
As the mornings get colder, we begin to appreciate a nice hot shower more and more. I'm Danny Lipfrey with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about keeping the hot water flowing without killing the utility bills right after this. Windows are a prime spot for energy loss, but you can add a barrier against the winter chill by installing Duck Brand Roll-On Window Kits. Designed with ease in mind, Roll-On Window Kits come with a pre-taped edge for easy application, require no measuring, and fit the window frame for an airtight seal. Also look for Duck Brand's heavy-duty window kits. They're 2 times thicker and more puncture-resistant than standard window kits. Keep warm and save with Duck Brand. Find Duck Brand weatherization products at duckbrand.com. This time of year, starting the day with a hot shower becomes more and more important. But if your old water heater has trouble keeping up, it can be a miserable existence. Some people turn up the unit's thermostat to compensate, but that can be dangerous for bathers and painful on utility bills. Consider draining the heater to remove sediment and improve efficiency, or have a pro check the efficiency of the burner or elements. If it's time for a new water heater, consider one that offers improved efficiency without sacrificing constant supply. For all electric homes, the heat pump water heater is a great option to keep utility bills down. If your home has natural gas, consider a tankless water heater for an endless supply and incredible efficiency. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
When I took over this farm from my dad, I knew our future success required making major changes in our operations. That meant adding acreage, more and bigger equipment, investing in powerful technology, hiring employees. We even started a seed business. Fortunately, working together with Grinnell Mutual and my local farm mutual, my agent was able to cover everything. I call that progress.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Ben Zobrist, 3-for-4 with a double last night. Pitch. Line to right, fair ball, into the corner. Rizzo around second, on his way to third. A little slip by Chisenhall. Rizzo will be sent to the plate. The throw is late. Zobrist, head first, sliding into third. It's 3-0 Cubs.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. That was some coverage from Game 2 where the Cubs kind of got themselves back into the series, or at least people would have thought going back to Chicago. But I'll tell you what, that home field has been anything but kind to the Chicago Cubs, at least thus far. They'll have another opportunity, but I'll tell you what, this Cleveland Indian baseball team is just firing on all cylinders, and it happens to be at the absolute right time to be firing on all cylinders. You're in the World Series. It's the biggest stage. And coming into the World Series, you know, we talked about this a little bit, Jeff. And I had a feeling, you know, I really did. I had a feeling, and nothing's over by any means, okay? Let's not get caught speeding. But I had a feeling that there was going to be a lot of pressure on the Chicago Cubs to go out there and win for the first time in 108 years and not being there in the 71. And, you know, you guys have your same issues, but nobody was really talking about the Cleveland Indians in the same way that people were talking about the Chicago Cubs. Well, the series has come and it's almost gone, and the Cleveland Indians are pitching great. They're hitting timely, they're hitting often, and they just seem to be too much for the Chicago Cubs, at least at this point, Jeff.
It feels that way. I think that there's a lot of pressure on the Cubs. I think that there's a lot of happy to be there amongst the media and the fan base. I don't know if Madden and Theo and Jed Hoyer over there allowed it, you know, would have allowed it to get to their team. It kind of seems that they've kind of, like Dallas Green did in the 80s, they've kind of shunned the whole curse thing, and they just go out there and they win ball games, and they won 103 ball games in the regular season because they are that good, but they're also that young. And while that speaks well to how wide open their window of opportunity is, the first time around it's difficult. And, you know, they have they have the 108 year burden on them altogether that follows them all the time, that becomes a reality with the World Series. But, you know, they have this 71 year thing with Wrigley Field. They go home. I thought that that would provide them a pretty good advantage, not only with the crowd element, but also that the Indians really excel because they play so well on defense. And I figured going into a rough terrain that Albert Pujols has constantly complained about, I think that's why he went to the American League in addition to wanting to be a DH. But that field does not lend itself to good defense from visiting teams that aren't used to it. And it's the Cubs that have just been shaken and they've been thrown the ball around and not played good fundamental baseball and chased pitches in the dirt. And, you know, some of that's the Indians pitching, but a lot of that is just a lot of inexperience, and you're facing probably one of the two best, I'll give Bruce Bochy some credit, but one of the two best World Series managers in the game today.
Yeah, I mean, Francona's done a great job and seems to be pulling every string at the right time. The one thing that is concerning, if you're a Cub fan, obviously, not being an Indian fan, those guys are up 3-1 right now. But the concerning thing is that, you know, all year long, they did get that timely hitting, you know, and they always made the right play. But it's the World Series, and now it's the biggest spotlight, and every single play is magnified that much. More so, truth, but I would say that the Cubs are somewhat choking, man, and I'm not afraid to say it, because Cleveland wasn't supposed to do this and the Chicago Cubs were. So when you're the favorite and you don't go out there and you don't deliver, I'm sorry, man, but to a certain degree they're choking.
You know, there's a lot to be said for what the Indians are able to do. The fact that they really have one starting pitcher, it's an extremely reliable starting pitcher in Corey Kluber, but they have no depth in their rotation. Their bullpen has been solid, but it really hasn't mattered because the Cubs have just really never knocked on the door other than in game two. I mean, yeah. Zorbrist has been there, but where's Rizzo? Where's Baez? Chris Bryant hasn't played MVP caliber. I think that, I think choking's an okay term here. I think that, I would say that the pressure is mounting. They don't have the experience. I mean, you look at the Indians, they've got guys that have been there. They've got Napoli. They've got Kipnis and Santana that were there in 2013, even though it was a one-and-done deal. They have Tito Francona in their corner, and, we saw what happened in Boston in 2004 and 2007, the Cubs have tapped him for a game. I thought that this series, quite honestly, my fanhood aside, I thought this series was going to be Cubs in six. I thought they were going to have a 3-2 lead going back to Cleveland, and they were going to shatter hearts in Cleveland. But that hasn't been the case. Cleveland stole a game that Kluber didn't start, and they don't have another start from Kluber until game seven. So, we're not going to get caught speeding here. This series is far from over. I mean, it's 27 outs away for the Cleveland Indians, but they're facing the best regular season team from the baseball season. So we'll see what happens, man.
Do you think Madden kind of – look, I'm watching the game, and I'm saying to myself, you got to pull Lackey. And I'm saying it when it's happening there in the third inning. And, he won't wind up keeping him out there for a little while. And it proved to not really make much of a difference. But for me, I just thought momentum. And this guy's already got 60-some-odd plus pitches, and he's not even through three innings yet. I kind of thought that they needed to make a move a little earlier than they did. How about you?
Yeah, but what do you think that you have in your bullpen? Nothing. Nobody's been reliable out there. Montgomery gave up a couple of runs. Rondon hasn't been perfect. Even Chapman struggled. There hasn't been a lot of good options. And, if you're Joe Madden, you're thinking at this point you still have to win three games to get this thing done. I think that you have to you have to wave the white flag, even if it does mean going down 3-1, and I think that that's a lot of what extending Lackey meant.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, it's really easy for us to question and, talk about every move that these guys make, and we're not really there to make the call. But sometimes I have a feeling that the game is just happening so quickly, and guys have a hard time making those in-game adjustments. And that's, to me, what's happening a lot with the Cubs. Again, some of these games aren't even close. So, or really none of them are even close when you think about it. When someone's winning, it's been happening pretty decisively. But
well, the 1-0 game, I think the 1-0 game in game three was it was a classic. And I thought that it was, great story about Josh Tomlin. His father recently paralyzed. He goes out there and he throws a pretty good ball game. So that was a good game. But, for the most part, it has been pretty one-sided the whole way.
Yeah, I mean, look, bottom line is the Cleveland Indians are playing their best baseball at the right time. They came in hot. They continue to be hot. The bats are hot. The pitching's hot. Kluber looks unbelievable. Look, at the end of the day, they're outplaying the Chicago Cubs, and that's why they have a 3-1 lead. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We're going to talk to him more about what's going on in the World Series and if he thinks the Cubs can get back in it or if he thinks that this thing is pretty much over and done with and they'll be celebrating once again in Cleveland. I mean, at the end of the day, they're playing great baseball. They deserve it right now. But anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. On the other side, John Poulter, our professor of sports, will join us. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Schwarber waiting for the 3-0, and here it comes.
Kyle swings and lines a base hit into right center. Rizzo around third, heading home. The throw goes to third base. Rizzo scores. Zobrist safe at third. RBI single, Kyle Schwarber, Cubs lead 2-0.
Now the 2-2, a swing and a pop-up. First base side, foul ground, playable. Perez, Santana makes the catch. Ball game. The Indians have won the American League pennant.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in sports, but obviously focusing right now on the World Series and that 3-1 lead from the Cleveland Indians over the Chicago Cubs, who were heavily favored, let's be honest. And, you know, I'm calling it somewhat of a choke job, at least thus far, by the Chicago Cubs, because truth be told, nobody expected this from Cleveland, and they're doing something that's pretty miraculous. We've got our professor of sports, John Poulter, to talk to us about it all the way from Canada. Good morning, John. How are you, man?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Doing very well, thanks. Hope the two of you are doing well also.
Can't complain. Look, let's get right into this. You know, obviously, Jeff is a Cleveland Indian fan, and right now he's probably feeling pretty darn good about what his team has accomplished so far. Nothing's done yet, so no reason to get caught speeding. But I will say this, Cleveland is pitching great. They're hitting when they need the hits. They're hitting when they don't need the hits. In general, they're just playing much better baseball than the Chicago Cubs at this point. And you know what? They're winning because of it, John.
Yeah, the Indians are playing extremely well, and I'm not so sure I would say that Chicago was choking. I mean, that's certainly the first thing that comes to mind when you see a team of 103 wins playing as badly as they have and as poorly as they have and as, I guess, undisciplined as they have in these four games. But quite frankly, I think the Cubs are finding out now what Toronto in the ALCS and to some extent Boston in the ALDS found out, that you're not going to score too many runs against Cleveland. I think Toronto scored 8 runs in 5 games. I think Boston scored 7 in 3. And here we have the Cubs scoring 7 in the first 5 games, so or 4 games. So clearly the Indians pitching is doing extremely well. And to Jeff's point, they're doing it with one reliable starter. And I think Mickey Callaway, the pitching coach, and Terry Francona have done just an absolute masterful job of manipulating a weakened pitching staff through the last two series for sure, and probably through the ALDS, although that's only a 3-game series, so it's a little easier with one travel day, so it's a little easier to hide some weaknesses there. But with Salazar and Carrasco both being out for all of the postseason so far, and Salazar now working out of the bullpen, I think Cleveland's just done an absolutely fantastic job in getting to where they have gotten in this series. And to some extent, you know, they fully deserve to be where they'd be. To your point, they've played good defensively. They're pitching well. They're hitting well. They're hitting in a timely fashion, and they're not letting the pressure get to them. I think the Cubs are, and that's probably been the difference.
Hey, let me just throw this out there, Jeff, real quick. You know, we've seen a different blueprint for how to win a World Series, and I'm talking about the way that the Arizona Diamondbacks did it back in the day when they got it done. They did it with two aces, Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson. You know, we're not seeing that type of pitching staff from either one of these teams, and to me, this is just a different type of way to win, where you just have to do it like a team. You know, there's you don't have that one or two guys that you can really rely on to go out there and shut everybody down. But yet, the Indians are shutting them down with a whole cast of guys that are pitching just phenomenally right now, but a completely different blueprint on how to get it done in the World Series, John.
Well, I think that's a great statement, and I think this goes back to the way that Francona and Callaway have managed this staff. they're doing it with the bullpen. They've got this this gem in Andrew Miller that they can use in almost any situation at any time for any length of time, or so it seems. But to me, the key here is that not only are they using the bullpen and using it well, they're using it in such a way that, for the most part, the bullpen staff are only seeing the lineup once. Nobody's seeing a relief. Nobody on the Cubs is seeing an Indians relief pitcher for the second time. And we all know in this day and age of specialty and tapes and video and advanced scouting and stats and all of that kind of stuff, we know that the batting average generally goes up the second time you see a pitcher. And I think this is another feather in the cap of Callaway and Francona in terms of the way they've managed a very much a short bench in terms of their pitching staff. That, to me, is the key here. One time through the lineup, get the guy out of there and start afresh.
Well, with this being a seven-game series, John, you know, both offenses are going to see these starters on multiple occasions. And Corey Kluber came with a completely different game plan in Game 4 than he came with in Game 1, and it was equally effective. So I was really impressed with the way that the Indians were able to win with Kluber. I kind of disagree with Dorf's point a little bit on the trying to win with two aces, because I think that that's exactly what the Cubs are trying to do. Not so much with Lester, but I think Arrieta and Hendricks kind of give you that dynamic, and they both pitched really well. I mean, Hendricks was just a bad luck loser on the side of a 1-0 defeat, and then Arrieta shut them down through the relevant part of the ball game. So I think the Cubs using that approach, it was almost effective. But, you know, when you're on the short end of a 1-0 game, I mean, what can you really look at in that game? Your offense has to score at least a run to even give you a chance. But I'm not sure what your coverage is like up in Canada, but there's been a lot of talk here, at least from the Indian side, about how they're that other team. I mean, I think that the imbalance in coverage is fair given the national brand that the Cubs are, and because their story is just slightly more compelling than the Indians. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I would agree with you that the Cubs are more of a national brand. They're seen on more TV stations. They did have a much better season statistically with 103 wins. They've sort of been the talk of Major League Baseball, leading right out of the gate, expected to lead right out of the gate, and here they are still alive in the World Series. We do get the Fox channel here, but the Canadian cable systems are carrying the MLB international feed with Matt Vaspersian and Buck Martinez. So we're probably getting a slightly different view than the average American viewer is getting. Personally, it's a feed that I prefer to watch rather than the Fox feed. It seems to be more neutral, a little bit less hyped. It's actually enjoyable to watch, and the analytics are good and the discussions are good. I would have to agree with you that the Cubs are sort of the big story here, and Cleveland probably likes it that way. And, you know, you're from Cleveland, so you can probably identify with this better than Andy and I can, but I think Cleveland enjoys being the underdog. I mean, even though they were the second seed and had the home field advantage against the Red Sox, I think a lot of people thought that the Red Sox might be the favorites in that series. Certainly there was some talk that Toronto was the favorite in the ALCS, and certainly the Cubs were named the favorite before this World Series started. So I got to think that Francona and the Indians enjoy being in this position, and therefore there's less pressure on them. And to Andy's point, the Cubs have got all the pressure, and we've talked about this before, that the media is such a big piece of this that obviously none of the Cubs players and executives and coaching staff were around the last time they were there. So any pressure that's on the Cubs is from the media, and that's got to be a big piece of it where I'm sitting.
All right, John. So you're the Cubs. You're down 3-1. Obviously, your back is against the wall. How do you go about changing this and making something happen for the Chicago Cubs to get them back in the series?
Well, I guess there's a number of factors. First one is you got to score more runs. Clearly, they have not solved the Indians' pitching staff. They need to do a better job of analyzing what's making this pitching staff work and seeing if they can find a way around it. They've got to get an early lead. They've got to have a lead by the time it gets to Miller time and Allen time. I think if the Cubs are ahead before it gets to Miller time and Allen time later in the game, they have a much better chance. So the way that Miller and Allen are pitching right now, you certainly don't want to see those two boys in the game with your team behind. I think the Cubs have to tighten up defensively. They've been atrocious defensively. And I think emotionally they've got to settle down a little bit. Lackey last night was very animated. We know he's a competitor, and we know he was mad at the umpire, and every pitcher gets mad at the umpire when there's a strike zone issue. But he was clearly upset with Bryant for those two errors early in the game, and that can't help the team at all.
Hey, John, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with us. I hear the music means we got to get the heck out of Dodge, so we'll catch up with you next week when everything's all said and done and we can crown a World Series champ.
Yeah, my pleasure as always. I said Cleveland in 6 or 7. I'm sure we're going back to Cleveland, so maybe I'm still going to be right.
Hey, have a great day. John Poulter, Professor of Sports, breaking it down as to what's going on in the world. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Contact in this spot is paramount with a man at third and less than two outs. The pitch, ground ball up the middle, base hit. Here comes Zobras. Cubs lead 4-0.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right, General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. Haven't thrown this out there yet. If you want to get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Lots of things happening in the sports world, man. Just if you have been hiding under a rock, World Series is 3-1. And I got something to say about that before we go to Seth Marenblum, and we're going to change gears and talk, obviously, some college football. But just in general, when you think about sports and how they work, Jeff, how often or so many times the team that's supposed to win does not win. And that's why we continue to play all these games, because when you throw out all the numbers and you throw out all the stats, there's people on fields that go out and make plays, and then they determine outcomes of ball games. So I just think it's pretty interesting that, you know, the Cubs were so great during the regular season, struggling a little bit with the Cleveland Indians in the World Series. But a lot of times that team that's supposed to win in whatever sport, football, basketball, baseball, you name it, hockey, a lot of times they wind up succumbing to that pressure or whatever it is, and they don't get it done. So just something to think about when you're talking about all sports in general.
I think basketball and hockey are the most true forms. I think that truly crowns the best team. I think you can get hot in baseball. I think you could steal a football game. And, you know, when it's, you know, survive in advance to win six in March and, you know, early April, I think that obviously that's not the best team. That's just the team that was hot and could win that tournament. But, you know,
but think about it. How many times have we seen the wild card team come out and just get on fire and then they wind up winning the World Series?
So, absolutely. Yeah. And baseball lends itself to that because any team can get hot at any time. I mean, look at the 2007 Colorado Rockies. Now, they ran into a buzzsaw with the Red Sox in the World Series, but I mean, they just zipped through. They swept the Phillies. They swept the Diamondbacks, who had previously swept the Chicago Cubs. This back in 2007, of course. But yeah. You know, when you're that hot, you can steal series. I don't think the Rockies were the best team in the National League that year, but because they were able to, you know, they were able to string together seven straight wins, followed up, by the way, by four straight losses. I mean, it just proves how hot you could be, how you could steal series, and how it could all come crumbling down very quickly.
Absolutely. Let's bring in Seth Marenblum from Campus Press Box to give us a little insight on his feeling on this. We know you're a Kansas City Royal fan, and look, you probably know more than we do about what it's like when a team gets hot. Good morning, by the way, Seth, and thanks for joining us.
Great. Good morning. Yeah. Good morning to you guys, too. Yeah. I mean, teams absolutely can get hot. And, you know, and we talk a lot about, you know, advanced statistics and saber metrics and all of that stuff. And that stuff can be interesting. But at the end of the day, it's the players who ultimately decide the winners and losers. And, you know, you can have a team of superstars, you know, physically, and, you know, if they don't have it all together mentally, and you can shake them a little bit, then, you know, you can have, you know, some of these upsets in the World Series and in World Championship games and, you know, in football games like we've seen.
You know, this is going to kind of lead us to our next subject, which would be obviously college football with you. We had a pretty interesting weekend, to be honest. Yes or no?
Yeah, there were some exciting games. I thought this was one of the more exciting, like, Saturdays of college football that we've had in a few weeks. You know, I mean, I watched pretty much all of that Nebraska-Wisconsin game. I thought that was a terrific game. You know, I watched the Florida State-Clemson game as well after that Nebraska game finished up, and that was an excellent game as well. You know, and not necessarily against two elite level teams this year, but, you know, that Baylor-Texas game was highly entertaining as well.
I agree 100%.
You know what's crazy? You know, all those games, we don't even bring up how Louisville had to survive at Charlottesville. I mean, you know, what this week was all about ACC survival, if you ask me.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, Jeff, you know, thank you for bringing up that Louisville survival game against Virginia. You know, I was watching some of the highlights of that. I think it was one of the ESPN announcers saying that, you know, that game was Lamar Jackson's Heisman moment, and he basically wrote his name on the trophy with that game. You know, he had to come from behind and win at the last second against a bad Virginia team. I mean, so I thought that there were some better performances yesterday and better performances this year by individual players, you know, against much better teams than Virginia.
And you have a team in Wisconsin that, you know, they're still in the brutal stretch of this schedule, this 5-game gauntlet. It goes well up in East Lansing, but yep. we don't think very much of East Lansing, you know, of Michigan State these days. You know, they drop one to Michigan in a close game. They have Ohio State beat at home, and you know they let it get away from them. So Wisconsin kind of brings Nebraska back to reality, saying, hey, you know, never mind those two losses on our schedule. We're still the class of the Big Ten West, and that's what it looked like on Saturday night.
Well, let me ask you this, Seth, too, as a follow-up to that. Does that bring somehow, some way, let's say Wisconsin can run the table. Does that bring them back into the national title hunt because they could wind up beating Ohio State or Michigan? I mean, so what does this win, them beating Nebraska, do for Wisconsin to get them back into the national title hunt? Do they have an outside chance?
I think they have an outside chance because of the strength of the Big Ten Conference. I think it's an extreme outside chance right now, though, because they're sitting there with those two losses. I think they would absolutely have to have some help from teams outside of the conference to get in. You know, maybe an Alabama would have to lose. You know, maybe Auburn, you know, puts a loss on Alabama's belt or something like that. You know, I think Washington at this point is looking more impressive by the day now that they went on the road to Utah and won a great game out there. So I like Wisconsin. They're starting to play well, you know, at that proverbial right time of the season. You know, but those two losses they have, you know, could just kill them. Could be the dagger, because there are other, at least equally as solid teams, if not better teams, out there with only one loss.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's going to be very interesting as we come down the stretch. Is there any way that you see Washington playing themselves out of the top four? How does Louisville sneak back in there? How does Ohio State sneak back in there? Can they sneak back in there? Not a very impressive win over Northwestern.
No, I mean, I'll start with Ohio State. It wasn't an impressive win against Northwestern, and I think they were darn lucky to win that game. You know,
yeah.
But, you know, they can get back into it because they still have Michigan on the schedule. You know, at this point, it's looking really sketchy if they'll be able to beat a Michigan team that appears to be firing on all cylinders right now. But the opportunity is out there, and you know, like you guys started this segment off with, you know, pretty much, you know, any given Saturday, you know, the numbers get thrown out the window, the players strap it up, and they decide these games. And I think as Michigan State proved against Michigan, in a rivalry type of game, you know, it can be far more competitive than any of the experts expect. So I think Ohio State has the best opportunity. But with that said, Washington, you know, they proved a lot on Saturday. I mean, I was critical of them and their schedule and whether or not they were for real. But you go on the road, you beat a ranked conference opponent. That says something to me. I'm beginning to get on the bandwagon for the Huskies.
Hey, Seth, I kind of want to piggyback on both of those thoughts. First of all, that Washington-Utah game, one of the things that I really had in the back of my mind that entire game, and you could throw Patterson from TCU into this group, is you probably have the two best mid-major mid-major head coaches that are now coaching high-major programs of all time in Whittingham And, you know, and Urban Meyer belongs in this class too. And Chris Peterson and what he's done at Washington. I thought that they absolutely legitimized themselves. I think that they're going to make it tough for a one-loss team to get in, because I think that we end up – I think Clemson stays undefeated. And I think that you know, you look at Ohio State. I mean, they beat Michigan. Obviously, they knock off one of those undefeated cards that'll, you know, that opens the door for them. But here's the truth about Ohio State. This is a rebuilding year. They weren't supposed to be good this year. They are very young. They're very inexperienced. And, you know, they're playing these senior-laden classes with Penn State and Northwestern and good football coaches and James Franklin, though, well, you know, I'll take a little bit off of that. And certainly credit Pat Fitzgerald for everything that he's done at Northwestern. I think that it's just caught up with Ohio State. And, you know, I watch this Michigan team pretty much every Saturday at noon Eastern time, and I see a team that has a really good chance to go into the horseshoe. Now, Ohio State preps for Michigan a lot different than they do for the rest of the conference, so never say never with Ohio State, but I think we're seeing the real Ohio State, which is a young team, which is an inexperienced team, which is a team that's prone to mistakes, and a not very good offensive line when they start playing in the trenches as the weather gets cold in the Midwest.
Oh yeah, the offensive line. The one I think he's the right guard or right tackle for the team.
Michael Jordan. He's a true freshman too.
Well, I think I want to say it was like Prince or something like that, who against Penn State was just a false start machine. It seemed like, you know. So I think a lot of those things, those issues, you know, speak to their youth, like Jeff was saying. And, you know, this year's an opportunity for them to mature and to grow up, you know. But because it's Ohio State and it's Urban Meyer, you know, when that program is having to grow up and mature, it looks quite a bit different than when other programs are in the same boat.
Hey, let me ask you this, Seth. Only a couple minutes left, and we're continuing with Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Clemson kind of reminds me of that Florida State team from a couple of years ago with Jameis Winston, when they would just sneak by and get by every single week, but yet they were there at the end of the year. Do they kind of remind you of that Florida State team from a few years ago?
Yeah, they do. You know, they're beginning to take on the complexion of that team where, you know, it doesn't matter who they're playing. I don't need to turn it on because I know they're going to find a way to win. And, you know, that game last night, I think it was kind of proof of that. I mean, Dalvin Cook was making plays for Florida State in that game and was trying to put that team on his back against Clemson. But Florida State, that offensive line, it had absolutely no answer for what Clemson's defensive line was throwing at it. You know, and Deshaun Watson was making plays in his own right. You know, the ACC is a really good conference that I think is beginning to get its due. And, you know, when anybody talks about the ACC the past couple of years, it has to be about Clemson. So I don't have any reason to really watch their games in much the same way, you know, I didn't with Florida State a couple of years ago.
Hey, how much does the game evolve, considering that Miami, Notre Dame, and Florida, Georgia were like the fourth or fifth games in their time slot? What's that say to the parity of college football?
No, I mean, I think it says that, you know, a lot of those, you know, once very highly regarded teams and, you know, kind of rivalry games, at least in terms of that Florida-Georgia game, just don't mean as much as they used to, because there are other programs that have pulled themselves up, while, you know, Miami and Notre Dame are, you know, kind of on hard times of their own right now. Notre Dame in particular, you know, Florida, while, you know, they are near the top of the SEC East, it is still the East, and they don't look sound in all facets of their game against, like some of these other teams do. And Georgia is probably just an average at best team right now. So, you know, it does speak to the parity a little bit, but maybe more so it just speaks to the ebb and flow of, you know, year in and
year out. Hey, Seth, that's the voice of Seth Marenbloom from CampusPressBox.com joining us each and every week. Thanks for your time, Seth.
You're welcome.
All righty, man. We're going to have to take a quick pause for the cause, and we'll wrap this hour up. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Mariota got an open man. He's got a touchdown. It's Matthews.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Just got done with our good buddy Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box, so really appreciate him taking time out. Just a little bit of what's to come here. Hour number two is on the horizon, and we're going to have a special guest, Alex Raimundo, good buddy of mine, in town in Phoenix, Arizona, and I had an opportunity to hang out with him and just chill and just talk to him about life. We went through politics. We talked sports. We talked about everything. And, you know, we're going to bring him on in a little bit here, and we're going to talk to him about life, man, and just kind of wrap with him a little bit, Jeff, and see what's on his mind about the world. So keep it close, everybody. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Italy rocked by a powerful earthquake again. The BBC is reporting it was a magnitude 6.6 earthquake that struck central Italy. Tremors felt as far away as Rome.
Voters deserve to get full and complete facts.
That's Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton's reaction to FBI Director James Comey's decision to tell Congress on Friday about newly discovered emails which might be related to her email investigation. She wants more information released, and so does the Trump campaign.
Release everything. Let us judge for ourselves.
Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway. The Cleveland Indians a step closer to winning the World Series.
Corey Kluber tossed six innings of one-run ball for his second win of the series, leading the Indians to a 7-2 defeat of the Chicago Cubs last night at Wrigley Field.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods. No MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic. Nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial algaes in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
Shiite militias in Iraq say they're helping to tighten the noose on ISIS as the battle for Mosul continues. A spokesman with the Popular Mobilization Forces, as they're known, saying the goal is to capture villages and to cut off any option of retreat for ISIS fighters. There are continued fears, though, that the militias' involvement could also inflame sectarian tension in that mostly Sunni region of Iraq.
We had no fire that actually breached to the inside of the cabin.
And while that was the better news about the passenger jet that caught fire on a Chicago runway on Friday, NTSB investigator Lorenda Ward says the fire was so intense in the engine that it flung parts of it as far away as a half mile. American Airlines Flight 383 catching fire on the runway at O'Hare International. About 170 people had to be evacuated. About a dozen received minor injuries in the process, but they have all been treated and released. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Tribal leaders in North Dakota say police are mistreating protesters who've been arrested at the Dakota Access Pipeline. Some of the protesters reportedly being kept in dog kennels, according to those Native American leaders. The Morton County Sheriff's Department says chain link fences have been installed at the correctional center, and they're being used for numerous arrests until the protesters can be processed or sent elsewhere in the state. Police also disputing reports of excessive force used during last Thursday's evacuation of that protest camp. The report is out concerning the death of a major league pitcher, Miami Marlins hurler Jose Fernandez. Here's USA's Jules McKinney.
A toxicology report released Saturday shows the 24-year-old had cocaine in his system and was legally drunk when he died in a boating accident last month. Fernandez and two other men were killed when their speedboat slammed into a Miami Beach jetty in the early morning hours of September 25th. An autopsy report by the Miami-Dade County Medical Examiner's Office listed the cause of death as boat crash. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
And not all Americans celebrate Halloween. In fact, many are against its background and themes. But for what it's worth, the National Retail Federation says spending for the holidays at a record high this year. People will spend the most money on costumes, about $3.1 billion.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And if you're a Cubs fan, you're probably a little bit down right now as you are trailing 3-1 to the Cleveland Indians in the World Series. If you're a Redskin fan, well, they're playing football right now, and they just took the lead on top of the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20, as we do have NFL football going on once again, early morning style. At least for me, it was early morning style. I don't know where you're at, but early morning style here for us, Jeff. And, hey, it's Sunday. It's all about NFL football on Sundays, man.
I missed a little bit of it in the beginning, but I did turn it on, and it was like a 7-0 game. A little bit of action in the London game. We hate Thursday night football. It seems like most of us hate London football, but I don't know that it's the quality of the product much as much as it is the inconvenience of watching at 6:30 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy when you think about it. Thursday night games are terrible. Sunday morning early style London games are just tough on the guys, let's be honest. That's a really tough trip to do this whole deal, and very difficult on the body, and I don't know if we're seeing the best product either when it comes to London, but we can get into that and a whole lot more. On the other side, we're going to hook up with a good friend of mine, Alex Raimundo, who is performing at the Tempe Improv all weekend long at in Phoenix, Arizona. So we'll hook up with him, good buddy of mine. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
When it gets frigid outside, people will do almost anything to stay warm. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned, and we'll talk about using your space heater safely right after this.
Severe storms and rolling blackouts can leave you and your family powerless. Take control and never feel powerless again with a Generac automatic backup generator. It stands guard, ready to supply power to your home within seconds of a power outage. Generac generators start at just $1,899, and financing is available. Plus, for a limited time, when you schedule a free in-home assessment with a Generac dealer, you will receive a 5-year warranty, a $495 value, absolutely free. To learn more, call 1-800-928-5596 or visit poweryoucontrol.com.
As the cold weather starts to intensify, people begin to look for ways to supplement their heating systems. A space heater may be a good way to do that, but you have to make safety a priority anytime you use one of these things. First, make sure the heater is certified by a recognized testing lab like Underwriters Laboratories. It should have a thermostat so that you don't run the risk of overheating a room. and a tip switch to turn the unit off if it accidentally gets turned over. The heater should be set on a flat level surface that isn't within 3 feet of bedding, drapes, or other flammable materials. Finally, don't let children or pets play around the heater, and never leave it running when you leave the room or go to sleep. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Here at KFC, the Extra Crispy Tender is the starting quarterback of our $20 Philip. Now available with 12 of those Extra Crispy Tenders. Two large game-winning mashed potatoes with gravy and a top-notch supporting staff of a large coleslaw and four biscuits. It's an unbeatable combination of Kentucky Fried Chicken deliciousness. Perfect for watching football this Sunday. Go your team! KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
When I took over this farm from my dad, I knew our future success required making major changes in our operations. That meant adding acreage, more and bigger equipment, investing in powerful technology, hiring employees. We even started a seed business. Fortunately, working together with Grinnell Mutual and my local farm mutual, my agent was able to cover everything. I call that progress.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. A lot going on in the sports world, right? Well, you know how we do it on the program, a little different than most sports programs. We go all around it. We talk politics here and there. We talk sports most of the time. We talk guy talk here and there. But every now and then we get a special guest that comes our way, and that's what we're going to do for you right now. Alex Raimundo going to be joining us here in just a moment. You may have seen him, a guy that really needs no introduction when you really think about it. You may have seen him on Showtime, Comedy Central. He's part of the original Latin Kings of Comedy with Cheech, Paul Rodriguez, George Lopez himself. So without further ado, a man that really needs no introduction, like I said, and a guy that I consider a friend, Alex Raimundo. Alex, good morning, brother.
Hey, good morning, Dorf. For a guy that needs no introduction, what an introduction. I love it.
Hey, man, you know what? You've got a very good story. You know, you've been around for a long time. Let's not kid ourselves. We both have been around for a long time. But, I mean, you've been doing this a long time in the comedy world, and there's a lot to be said about that. And, you know, when I think about it, it kind of makes me think about last night and how you just – went about your business, and you, like you've said, you really didn't have a plan, but the truth is you have so many experiences that you don't need a plan, man, and you're very entertaining, and you're funny as hell no matter what.
Well, thanks, man. It was alcohol induced. but you know, I just tried to have a good time with them last night. Sometimes I get bored myself if I keep doing the same thing or even in the same gear, so I try to kind of mix it up.
Hey, Alex. Jeff Rich, good to talk to you. You know, you're not the only one in Phoenix this weekend, so speaking of alcohol-induced decisions, how do I choose between your show and the Donald Trump circus?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I've been following Trump on Twitter just to make sure he's not following me. I was kind of cool. I mean, when I realized that he was in town the same time I was like, oh boy, farts can fly. I don't know if you guys know, but Madonna promised to pleasure everyone with her face if they would vote for Hillary. Did you guys know? Were you aware of that?
Yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah, so I voted early, and I'm expecting her at my house next week between Monday and Wednesday. and if she doesn't show up wearing a cone bra, I'm taking my vote back.
Alex Raimundo joining us in town this weekend, Phoenix, Arizona, at the Tempe Improv. Get your tickets, TempeImprov.com. Check them out. I was there last night. It's absolutely off the hook. And I have probably a better relationship with Alex than most of you. But truth be told, Alex is so open to the public after the show, signing autographs, taking pictures with people, very, very accessible. So as accessible as you are to me, which is awesome, man, and I love it. I have his phone number. I can call Alex whenever I want, but he loves people. And I think that I saw that last night, man, and I really enjoy the way that you just welcome anybody and everybody, bro.
Well, thanks, man. But, you know, the truth is, I'm just glad they're that way with me. I mean, I've been doing this, like you said, a long time. I've been at this comedy thing for 30 years. I've been blessed. It's been good to me. And the only reason it's been good to me is because the people are good to me. So I'd be an ass not to be good back to them. And the truth is, my mama raised me right. You know, someone come talk to me and hang out, and I'm there. I'm looking for a party, too.
You know, that's why this debate about who is the right choice is even more important when you think about it, because it is about how you were raised and what you believe in and how you feel about other people. So November 8th is coming around the corner pretty darn quick. I mean, does the future look bleak or how do you feel about the future?
Well, you know, I don't know. It is coming. The decision is coming, and I'm a frustrated voter like everybody else. I don't know what to do here. I'm a little mad at my ancestors, you know, because had this whole Mayan calendar thing worked out, we wouldn't be in this situation. We'd all be done.
Yeah. Hey, Alex,
last chances, Phoenix, to come out and laugh before we have to really get down to business and figure out what's going on.
You really have to love it, if only for the content that it produces throughout your industry.
Yeah, but you know what? It's so touchy right now. I mean, you know, I think I've been doing this long enough that, you know, in past elections, you could pick on a side and people, you know, and I got to tell you, for the most part, in the comedy club, you can do it. But you could pick on a side, or you could pick on either side, and people would laugh with you. And they're still kind of doing that. But here lately, sometimes you pick on either side, and I'll pick on both sides. And people are so they're so on that side that you know, you'll get some reactions. You'll get some dissension in the ranks of the people laughing. You know, and sometimes they don't want to come back.
That's true.
It's been a fine line to walk, that's for sure. And I think people just assume, because I'm Latino, that I'm on Hillary's side. And I'm not saying I'm on Donald's side, but I don't assume that, you know, my stance on certain things, you know.
Well, speaking of that, I do think he's crazy,
you know.
Hey, Alex, speaking of which side and where you stand, how do you feel about immigration, man? Being a Latino American.
I'm on the fence.
Are you literally on the fence on this one, seriously?
No. You know, hey, I'm a first-generation immigrant, so I came to this country legally, you know. I came here when I was 2, and people always say, what the hell brought you here from Acapulco? Smugglers? I call them mom and dad, but does this country have an immigration problem? Absolutely, an illegal immigration problem. But it's not just Latino people. There's plenty of all kinds of ethnicities drifting into this country. Do we need to address that? Absolutely. I don't know if building a wall on the southern border is going to make a difference. I think enforcing the immigration laws all over the place is what needs to happen. I don't know.
Alex Raimundo joining us here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network in town, Phoenix, Arizona, all weekend long, actually in Tempe at the Tempe Improv. You can get your tickets at tempeimprov.com. Call them 480-921-9877. Those are the digits there. One final show, Sunday night, 7 p.m. After you've gotten your fill of that NFL football, maybe go check out – well, not maybe. Absolutely go check out Alex Raimundo tonight and see how – what he does, man. It's absolutely incredible, to be honest with you. And that kind of leads me to my next topic here. I kind of want to shift and go into some sports. No, do you have time to hang with us if we go to a break here, Alex?
Absolutely, absolutely. And by the way, you know what I just remember talking about the political stuff? My brother Ron White's running for president. There's a solution. I'm voting Ron White. You know, everybody. That's the guy you want running things.
Absolutely.
He's promised that if he's elected, I will be in charge of the liquor cabinet.
Well, and that's probably a good thing because you do have a tequila that people can buy or... they can actually number one tequila. Not yes or no.
Yes, Ron and I own and operate that company. It's our little baby, and it's go to alextequila.com. Go to numberonetequila.com so you can check out the whole story and check out our beautiful bottles and the beautiful juice that's in there. And we're award winning. We've had it in the country just 3 years, like some of my cousins, and we've walked away with 2 silver, 2 bronze, and 9 gold medals. So it's beautiful tequila. Go to alextequila.com to order it online, and we'll ship it right to your front door, America. Right.
Unbelievable. Hey, hang tight, Alex. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause. On the other side, we're going to get into sports. We're going to beat you up about the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott and all the early success that he's having, and we'll see what you think about the Dallas Cowboys the rest of the way. But keep it close. Alex Raimundo at the Tempe Improv hanging out with us here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Some of us won't survive. See the boys and me mean business, busting out dead or alive.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit tocowarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Now the 2-2, a swing and a pop-up. First base side foul ground playable. Perez, Santana makes the catch. Ball game. The Indians have won the American League pennant.
We've been together since way back when.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Tom Hamilton on the call for Jeff Rich and those Cleveland Indian fans as they are winning that series right now 3-1 over the Chicago Cubs, who I gotta say makes me happy, man. I'm a Milwaukee guy and I cannot like anything Chicago. I'm sorry. It's engraved in me and it's just the way it is. And we are lucky enough to have Alex Raimundo, who is in town all weekend long at the Tempe Improv. One final show Sunday evening, 7 p.m. Do not miss it. I was there last night. Great, great entertainment. Alex is an awesome guy. And more importantly, I consider him a friend. So it's pretty cool that we can do this when he comes into town. And, I get to be entertained. We get to hang out. We get to catch up on things and just kind of shoot the you-know-what. And it's always a great time hanging out with Alex Raimundo. So I encourage you to get to the Tempe Improv. One final show, 7 p.m. Sunday night. And we're lucky enough to have him here with us right now on the program. Alex, real quickly, Chicago Cubs really up against it, man. Cleveland Indians, 3-1. How surprising is it that these two teams are there, first of all, and then that the Cleveland Indians are maybe going to win the whole thing?
You know, and it's really cool that both teams are there. I mean, you got the biggest drought in between those two teams. And so for the fans' sake, what a great situation. But unfortunately, somebody's got to lose this. And in Cubby style, it'll probably be the Cubs looking at it now. And what a horrible way, I mean, to be at the door in their stadium to possibly lose all three games. And I hope it doesn't happen. I hope they can go to seven just for the excitement. But poor Cub fans are just going, really? We're going to lose all three World Series games at home? I mean, that's possible. It's so possible because those Indians look great. You know, both teams look great, but wow, it's so close. It's so close, but, you know, someone's got to cry.
I'm going to be crying either way. I mean, you know, unfortunately, it does put the exclamation point on whether it's 69 years or 109 years on the curse. But this is incredible for someone that's just had such hard luck his entire life. You know, the 38th year of my life, I end up, I wake up on two different Sunday mornings with an opportunity to see a Cleveland team win a championship. However, this year, I haven't woke up on a single Sunday morning expecting my NFL team to win.
Well, it's exciting for the fans, man. I mean, and that's what sports are all about, right? You know, I mean, it's about the fan experience. And so I think, maybe it's another sign that it is the end of the world.
That's true.
The Indians are in the World Series.
Hey, speaking of for the fans, and all that, let's move on to talk about your Dallas Cowboys. I know you're passionate about the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm wearing my Cowboys right now.
What are you wearing right now?
Cowboys underwear, man. It's game day. I got blue and gray on. Tonight I'll wear a jersey for the show. I'm a season ticket holder since '92, so I love the Cowboys.
Well, you were there during the Emmitt Smith and the Aikman years.
Oh yeah.
You've seen some good football.
And I was there when I was a kid. You know, I've been a fan since I was a kid, but that was the first nice thing that I bought myself with my comedy career was season tickets to the Cowboys back in '92, and we've hung on to it throughout. So you're not going to find a bigger fan. I love them. As long as that star's on the head, I don't care what happens.
Well, look, they play the Eagles. Should be a pretty good football game. But more importantly, this Dak Prescott is taken the NFL by storm early in his career. Tony Romo is maybe coming back. We're not sure exactly what's going on, but truth be told, I think it was probably the best thing that possibly could have happened for the Dallas Cowboys, because he's probably the heir apparent, I'm talking about Dak Prescott, to Tony Romo. Early season success, we talked about it last night, man. Momentum is something that is tough to stop. And Dak has it going. What do you do?
Yeah, you really don't want to take momentum away when it's going. I mean, you watch football games and you can always see that momentum swing. But when you've got a swing going through a season, you don't want to take that away. Because, I mean, God, Lord, these guys are professionals, and it's so hard to beat the guy on the other side of the line. And when you've got that going, why would you change anything? And because I love Tony, he's been a great quarterback to the Cowboys. Hadn't produced a championship, but the numbers are there. I also want to see, you don't want to see him not be able to walk pretty soon. And I say, take the bow, Tony. Take the dive. Put him in for one play and let him pretend like he got hurt and let him out gracefully. You know, it's got to suck. He's a competitor to see your job go away, but I don't know. I like Dak.
When you say, you have another rookie in camp that I cheered for at Ohio State, Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
He's kind of proven that it's more than just that offensive line, because there was a drop off when DeMarco Murray checked out, or they let DeMarco Murray walk away. And this Ezekiel Elliott kid, he's been a sensational rookie. I think a lot of it was expected, but you definitely see that you need more than just those big bodies up front. You need somebody that knows what they're doing with the football.
No, absolutely you do. I mean, because, they've been saying it for 2 years. Cowboys had the best offensive line, and when they got rid of DeMarco, they just felt like, hey, any quality back can blow through these holes. But as Ezekiel has proved, you gotta be smart about it. You got to be patient. They talked about how they taught him patience, and he's blowing through those holes. You're not being touched for the first 6-7 yards sometimes. And that's just, you got to – Well, like a good comic, you got to feel that audience, you got to feel that line, and know when to hit it. You got
Absolutely.
To know when to hold them. am I going to sing Kenny Rogers? Know when to hold them.
That's the voice. That is the voice of Alex Raimundo. If you want to check him out at the Tempe Improv, one final opportunity, Sunday night, 7 p.m., get your tickets at TempeImprov.com or call 480-921-9877. Great stuff. Believe me, you will not be disappointed. A long day of football. Go laugh and enjoy yourself with a little bit of entertainment. Hey, let me ask you this, Alex. We talked about this again last night, too. It hasn't been Dez Bryant. It's been other guys. Ezekiel Elliott is just part of that puzzle. This is kind of a new Dallas Cowboys team. And look, Dak's the man. He's leading the whole thing. And I've been absolutely impressed with this kid. But I really think it's the whole package right now. They've got a lot of good players at a lot of different positions.
What chemistry? And chemistry is something you don't mess with. When Coca-Cola did it for a little while, they changed the formula. And guess what? No one liked you're right. Our superstars aren't playing right now. The guys you expected it to be Cortez and Tony, they're not the guys doing it. And hopefully when they come back, when Dez comes back, he can contribute to that. But the guys are stepping up. It almost feels like, what the Patriots have always been so great at, next man up. Whoever's playing your position, as I say, do your job, and you can do something in this league. And to change that chemistry, boy, I don't know if you could do it. If you do and you're not successful, I think the fans would demand and the people demand that you change it. And then what if you change it back and then you've lost that chemistry? You know, like a pitcher in the world, you don't take him out when he's doing well. Even though I don't have a vote, they're not going to ask me a damn thing when they make the decision. I say, let the DAC attack.
Hey, Alex, let me give something to the hometown audience since you are in town this weekend. I witnessed the 6-6 tie between the Seahawks and the Cardinals on Sunday, and I can't figure, it brings into account a lot of the questions about the overtime rules, but I can't tell if it's one of the best things or one of the worst things I've ever witnessed.
Are you talking about the tie? Oh, my God, that was horrible. That was horrible football. Oh, my God. I mean, the tie is the worst thing, but to tie 6-6, I mean, that's not even kissing your sister. That's just holding her hand. That's horrible. And I've tried to watch that game, and then I fell asleep through part of it. And I live on the East Coast, and my wife was like, "Really? Still football's on?" I was like, "We gotta watch this." And I woke up the next day and like, "Thank God I missed the end of that." Horrible. You were supposed to be so great, and you have the potential there too.
The truth
I think
is
I'm making everybody mad now.
Yeah, no, but the truth is it was a much worse loss for the Cardinals because they were two games back to go. They fall two games back when they leave that game, and it's kind of like a win for Seattle in that sense. But, hey, Alex, we're up against the break. You spent a lot of time with us, man. I appreciate it. I really do. I appreciate you hanging out with me last night, me and my girlfriend. It was a lot of fun seeing you, catching up, and anytime you're in town, you're on the program, and we're going to hang out, man.
Thanks, Dorf. It was fun. I had a good time. Thanks for the hangover. I'm surprised I'm up this early. I appreciate it. Come see me at the Tempe Improv, everybody. And you know what? I'll shout out for everybody. Go Cardinals.
Hey, have a great day, Alex, and look forward to seeing you next time, brother. Alex Raimundo, who joined us on the program here, I saw him last night. Go check him out, man. He's awesome. He's incredible. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports File on USA Radio Network.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000-square-foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
24-yard attack. Oh, he hits the upright! It's no good! How in the world... John Ryan to hold. Oh. And he misses it! That's impossible!
Oh, my God.
That is impossible!
I'm telling you, there's something inside his brain about this building.
Woo!
Oh, my goodness gracious.
That could not have happened.
You know what? Maybe this is justice for all concerned.
Oh, man. I guess if a game deserves to wind up in a tie, this is the one.
Boy, oh boy, six-to-six tie. You know, Dorfman, that kind of reminds me of an old newspaper heading from the Harvard-Yale rivalry where Harvard tied Yale 29-29, but the Crimson paper put it out the next day, Harvard beats Yale 29-29. I feel like the Seahawks defeated the Cardinals 6-6 on Sunday Night Football. And, you know, we're sitting there that entire game. The Cardinals dominated that game. It was actually a pretty well-played defensive game. And what happens is the Cardinals have a special team gaffe. They get a punt blocked. They have field goals blocked on a really good jump, you know, lunge that wasn't called an illegal lunge by the kicker. So, for coming over and blocking the kick, I believe it was Ingram from the Seahawks. But they just stole that game. Pete Carroll will probably take it. So, yeah. Your thoughts on that, Dorf?
Yeah, look, I mean, I said it before. The game was a loss for the Cardinals in all ways, shapes, and forms. They went into the game 2 games behind the Seattle Seahawks. They leave the game 2 games behind the Seattle Seahawks, and they have a tie on their record, which most teams are not going to have. And when you think about how that game wound up being a tie and how these guys missed kicks that they would never miss, I mean, you cannot fathom those kinds of misses that those guys had. And then the play where the guy jumps over the back of a guy and blocks that kick, you just don't see those kinds of plays happen. But we saw 3 or 4 of them happen in that game. So very interesting as to how that game went. The Cardinals look bad, man. I'm sorry. That's not they have not recovered from the loss against the Carolina Panthers, which in all honesty, it's kind of good. We're talking about this game because they play the Carolina Panthers later on today, and both of these teams, they stink, man. I'm sorry. Both of these teams are bad. Yeah, the Cardinals are 3-3, and they're still in the hunt, and they have the shot to do it. But truth be told, man, they're going to be fighting for a wild card. They almost are. Unless something goes really bad with Seattle, they pretty much are out of that division, and they're trying to get a wild card with teams like the Packers or the Philadelphia Eagles or maybe even the Dallas Cowboys. Well, we'll learn a lot more about the Cowboys after they play the Eagles too. So every game is so important, and when you have a tie, that just absolutely is it's basically a loss. At the end of the day, a tie is like a loss.
I think so. I think definitely so for the Arizona Cardinals. There was a time, you know, it was last May that I had this prophecy that we were going to get the three C's. We were going to get the Cavs, the Cubs, and the Cards. And, you know, the Cavs took care of business. Cubs have a extremely uphill climb to even entertain that conversation that they get it done. And the Cardinals, as far as I'm concerned, they're not going to make the playoffs this year. That NFC West cannibalizes each other, where Seattle might only win that division at like 10-6. You know, that's a possibility because, you know, let's face it, they've lost to the Rams. Chip Kelly's got something going there with the 49ers. I think that they're a bad, bad football team, but I think they could steal division games just because of the familiarity, even though it's not Chip Kelly's familiarity. I think that there's a good chance that San Francisco can steal some wins there. And I don't know how good they are outside of the NFC West, quite frankly. I don't know how good Philadelphia is. I'm kind of convinced that Dallas is good. I don't know how good Atlanta is at this point.
I don't see the Cardinals going to Carolina and winning. I hate to say it. I see.
Do you think that the Carolina's awful record is indicative of how they've played or just circumstances?
You know what? Cam Newton at that end of the Super Bowl press conference set a tone, man. I hate to say it. And he's been pretty quiet this year. Wouldn't you say, for a guy that was on the cusp of being the face of the NFL, you need to follow that year up with another good year. And yeah, you know what? There's been some circumstances, but you know what? Cam Newton puts himself out there to get hit. And when you do that, you put yourself in jeopardy of not being able to play the next play. So I think that they have themselves a guy that can be really good. And we saw some of that last season. But right now, when things are tough, what kind of a leader is Cam Newton? And I think we're figuring out that he still has a lot of steps to take. You know, I'll make this comparison. Look, Aaron Rodgers has been bad for like 16, 17, 18 straight games. And that's by, you know, Aaron Rodgers standards, okay? But with that being said, the Green Bay Packers are 4-2. The Carolina Panthers are bad, and their record is bad. They're 1-5. So I think that they're lacking leadership, and we thought we were going to see Cam Newton turn that corner and be a face of the NFL and a real leader to his team. I think he's taken a big step back this year, and therefore the Carolina Panthers have taken a step back as well, Jeff.
I think you have to put a little bit of it on Ron Rivera for how he's running that team. They got younger in their secondary, so their defense isn't handing Cam the ball every 3 minutes these days. He's not playing against tired defenses because they're getting scored upon a lot, and the time of possession isn't as imbalanced as it was during the 2015 season, and that means you're getting the defense's best shot every time out there, plus Cam Newton's no mystery. They still don't have a running game. And I'm sorry, you know, apologies to the family of Kelvin Benjamin, but he does not make their offense better than it was a year ago when they had no weapons other than Cam. And I just don't think that he could shoulder the load that much longer because teams have indeed figured him out.
Yeah. I mean, look, bottom line is these are two disappointing football teams at this point in the season. And I don't see it getting that much better for either of them, to be quite honest with you. But with that being said, Dallas and the Eagles, man, like I said, I think this is an interesting football game. You know, the Eagles got out to that early success and everybody was all over Carson Wentz, and rightfully so, man. Doug Peterson did a great job early in the season to put him in a position to have success. On the other hand, Dak Prescott has been having success since day one and continues to have that success. But with that being said, everything can be knotted up if the Eagles can go into Dallas and get themselves a victory. So pretty interesting matchup and kind of interesting that we have so many young guys that are critical to the outcome of this ball game.
Certainly on the Dallas side, I think that this might just be, you know, I said circumstances before, but this might just be a case of Philadelphia having to play too many big games in a row. They have the big win over Minnesota a week ago. They're going on the road. It's prime time. All eyes on Carson Wentz, you know, and what that Philadelphia Eagles defense could do to hang around in games. But all eyes on Carson Wentz. You know, you have rookie versus rookie. It's a compelling matchup. This isn't just the brand name of the Dallas Cowboys versus the brand name of the Philadelphia Eagles and the rivalry and everything that comes with it. This is a compelling football game. I think that, you know, in the AFC, they're shooting their wad a little early with Buffalo and New England. I think that has the potential to be a pretty good game.
Packers and Falcons, another interesting matchup, because the Falcons' offense is pretty awesome. Julio Jones, everyone's predicting just a monstrous day for this guy, and I think that's a pretty good prediction. I think this is going to just be a juggernaut. If the Packers have any chance, they're going to have to score 35 or more.
Yeah, I mean, what's the over-under on this game? It's you know, I would think it would be 80, but it's probably in the low 50s. I think
it's 51.5, which is kind of surprising.
I mean, don't you see a lot of points being scored in this game? Both of these teams have very good records. Both of these teams have played well. They've beaten good teams. They've dropped a couple games that they probably shouldn't have. But I just think this is going to be a high scoring affair. I see, I better get Matt Ryan into my fantasy football lineup, because it's not a knock on the Packers defense, but that's just not their strong suit this season.
Well, look, they're banged up, man. And again, I said this last week, and I'll say it every week, because I've never seen a team be as banged up as the Green Bay Packers. You know, Clay Matthews, questionable.
How many quarterbacks have you played this year?
But that's beside the point, man.
I'm just saying, if you're looking at a team that's beat up, I mean, just because they don't have any wins doesn't mean they don't exist.
That's beside the point, though. We're not gonna lose Aaron Rodgers unless he gets absolutely, you know, knocked out of that football game, because we know what kind of heart he has. But it's the other guys, man, those skill positions and key positions and in the secondary with Shields not being there, Clay Matthews may not be on the field today. That there's just a lot of key ingredients to what makes a football team go. But, you know, with that being said, as Alex Raimundo said to us a little earlier, it's that next man up mentality, man, that you have to have. And you know what? That's got to be the way that you think when you're on a football field, because we know how barbaric this football game is. And speaking of that, the game that wasn't so good actually winds up going into overtime, and it's 27-27 right now, the Washington Redskins and the Cincinnati Bengals. So they're actually getting a pretty good game there in overseas in London. How crazy would that be if this winds up being a tie as well?
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to ask you about, because because you don't want that scenario where the first two drives of overtime, both teams kick field goals. I think that you should almost require the opposition to score a touchdown in response. If you're going to require the first team to score a touchdown, I think the second team should be required to score a touchdown in response to a field goal. And I think that that's how you eliminate the disaster that happened in Glendale, Arizona from happening again, so that we don't end these games with a tie. It's not exactly a shootout. I think it'd be a lot more fun than even the college overtime when you have that touchdown to win or touchdown to respond. I think that would guarantee no ties because, you know, you defeated the purpose of the rule itself by kicking two field goals. I mean, if the Cardinals would have kicked another field goal and won that game 9-6 on the first possession after the Seahawks tied it up, you know, same result, different journey to get there, and equal disappointment for the fans.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, this isn't soccer. I'm sorry. That's really the truth. But this isn't soccer. Nobody wants to see a tie when we're talking about football. So, anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. I can hear the music. One final segment. We're going to wrap this thing up. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Kerry Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Kerry Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like an SPL 5-piece drum kit for $299, an Electro Voice vocal mic just $29, and check out the new Roland DJ808 for $1499. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. Final segment here of this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank special guest Alex Raimundo for joining us today in town all weekend long at the Tempe Improv. One final show Sunday evening, 7 p.m. If you haven't, go check them out. Great stuff as always. And Jeff, as we always do, it's parting shot time. You're up, my friend.
first of all, it's bigger than baseball. You know, I married into a Cubs family, and my cousin Jeff, through my wife's side, is recovering from a heart transplant on Saturday. So wish you the best. 68 years, 2 weeks, 5 days, one more win, Cleveland Indians. Let's get it done.
Yeah, that's a pretty good parting shot on a very positive note for those Cleveland Indians. And you know what? I'm kind of going to piggyback you, bro. You know, it's like I can't like anything Chicago as far as sports go. It just is not part of me. I'm a Milwaukee guy. I'm a Wisconsin guy. And I'm excited for Cleveland because not only are they getting the Cleveland Cavaliers, who brought them something that had never been done, well, Cleveland can do something that is just awesome for that city one more time. And I'll tell you what, I'm pulling for Cleveland. I've been pulling for Cleveland, and I think they get it done. And they may even get it done in Chicago. And how cool would that be to be able to go out and celebrate on somebody else's field? The team that was supposed to win doesn't win, and you can go out there and celebrate on their field. So I'm giving a lot of kudos to Terry Francona and the Cleveland Indians. It ain't over. But I'll tell you what, the Chicago Cubs are really up against it, and it's all because of your Cleveland Indians. So
go try.
Jeff Rich, yeah, for Jeff Rich, for Scott, for Alex, for Seth, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We're out of here.
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.